Okay, Rabosai, we'll mention the Gemara Megillah, which also appears word for word in the Mishnah in Avos. HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro, the first two sources on your page. Mevi Ge'ula Li'Olam. So we're going to try to get a deeper understanding of Mevi Ge'ula Li'Olam. And the source is Megillas Esther, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Now I'd like to look with you at a Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Aleph, which is number 4, and the Gemara says that after many different opinions about what brought about the Gzeira against the Jewish people at the time of Haman, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Lazar, and his opinion is Shelo Asku Batorah, that they were in a sense lax, laid back about Divrei Torah, about learning Torah. And this, of course, on the side would support what it says, Vayovo Amalek Lilachem Berfidim, Yisrael Berfidim, Berfidim Al Sharafi Yedem in a Torah. And Haman is, of course, Mizera Amalek. So it doesn't surprise us that Haman, like his ancestor Amalek, would be able to find in his adversary Yisrael, Yaakov, the weak link at the point when we're rough with Yedeim in a Torah. And that's what it says here in the Gemara Megillah, Shelo Asku B'Torah. Now, of course, Amalek is Mizera Esav. And the Medrash is very famous on the Pasuk, HaKol Kol Yaakov HaYadayim Yidei Esav, is that when it's Yadayim Yidei Esav, which means that Yidei Esav Sholtos, that's when there's no Kol Kol Yaakov. It's an inverse relationship. When it's Kol Kol Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu is dedicating his Kol to Torah study, then there's no Yadayim Yidei Esav. But if Chas V'Shalom, there's no Kol Yaakov, Yaakov who's the Ishtam Yoshev Oholim, if that's absent, then oy vavoy, then we're in trouble, because then it's Yadayim Yidei Esav. So the greatest way that we can move towards Machias Amalek, which the Rambam says we can't do Machias Amalek until Mashiach comes, is at least if we dedicate ourselves to the study of Torah. Now, a lot of what we're going to discuss today is focused on the word af. So please make a note that the word af, which is translated as anger, and sometimes, unfortunately, the anger is directed towards Klal Yisrael if we're not living up to par, and other times it's directed towards our enemies when Hashem comes to protect us. So the word af appears with regard to Haman. And the Medrash points this out in Esther Rabbah, which is the bottom of your right column, Tichsiv. It says, af lo hevia Esther Hamalka. And that af is going to be directed back against Haman and bring about his destruction. And that's what it says here, of to be af. So, B'li Neder, we hope to come back to the word af a little bit later and to clarify exactly what this af is all about. So, Rabosai, what we're going to study now is a chapter in Koheles. It's a very world-class, famous piece of literature. And it opens up in the third paragraph of Koheles with the words La Kol Zman V'Eis, etc. And he goes through, if I'm not mistaken, approximately 8 psukim in which he talks about Eis, a time that's dedicated for something. And there are 28 different experiences that come under this ace. In other words, there's an ace for this, there's an ace for that. And what you'll notice here is that the letter Lamed appears over and over again. because the lamed introduces a verb. So for example, when you're talking about giving birth, it's ace la ledes. If you're talking about dying, it's la mus. If you're talking about planting, it's la tas. If you're talking about killing someone, it's ace la harog. If you're talking about healing someone, it's ace lirpo. So it's always with the lamed, which sets up the verb. And then we get to pasuk dalet. And there it's very strange, because when he talks about eulogizing, when he talks about dancing, he says ace spod, ace rekod. The lamed is missing. We'll have this again in pasuk hey when he gets to knos avonim. He says ace knos avonim. So it doesn't say lispod, it doesn't say lirkod, it doesn't say liknos avonim. And we'll have it again at the very end of this chapter in pasuk ches when it says ace milchama. It doesn't say ace lilchom, and then it says the ace shalom. It doesn't say ace lasos shalom. So we could say that in 5 cases out of the 28, the lamed is omitted. Now the one who notices this is the Vilna Gaon. And if you take a look in the Kol Elio, he asks this question. We'll come back to his answer in just a minute. And he says, Ace Sfod, the Ace Rekod, Hine Bechol HaIsos, and all the times it says, Belamed, Ace Livkos, Ace Lischok, Vechen Kulam. But Khan, here it says, Ace Sfod, Ace Rekod, without the Lamed. So Rabosai, the whole Shia today that we want to discuss is focused on the letter Lamed. And the Lamed plays a major role in this perek in Koheles, but yet it's omitted, and the question is why. So the Gaon is going to come up with his own answer, but before we see his answer, let's look at some of the contemporary answers. Rav Chaim Shulevitz, the great Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva, is quoted with a very fascinating answer here. And he says the following. In all the other cases, we're talking about the human initiative. It's a time for man to do X, Y, Z. But here, the Torah goes out of its way to leave out the human element. But rather, there are periods in time, says Shlomo Melech in Koheles, that the entire universe is hesped, hesped meaning eulogize, bechi, cry. And he quotes a medrash that at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, shamayim bochim, the heavens themselves were crying. And it means, as he continues here on page 2, that the entire Bria, the entire creation, Shamayim Va'aretz, Nasu Kina Ubechi Al Istakluso Shel Moshe. So when we want to talk about Spod as being an existential description of that period of time, we can refer to certain periods in human history. For example, the moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it's inherent in the time that it is Sifod. We're not talking about man has to have to take the initiative. There's no special time period, but rather the entire universe is involved in Spod. Or for example, in the flip case, when we talk about Simcha, when we talk about Rikud, when we talk about dancing, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Haharim Raktu Chiyelim, the entire universe sings Shira Takarish Baruch Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sagel Haaretz. There are certain periods of time in which the entire existence, all of reality, is singing and dancing out of the sense of Simcha. However, if you take a look at number 17, the Gaon answers this question in his particular way. And we'll go backwards to some of the sources that we left out in just a minute. Says the Gaon that there are two periods of time, two moments or experiences in life where the lamed has to be omitted. What is the lamed? Lamed is made up of three letters. Lamed, mem, dalet. If you write it, the milui. and that means lamad or limud. So the lamad represents the study of Torah. We started today with that discussion about why Haman was successful in setting up his decree against Klal Yisrael, because there was no lamad, because we were weak in the study of Torah. And the Vilna Gaon points out that there are two experiences, two moments in life where we have to leave out Torah, where the lamed has to be omitted. Lamed as representative of limud. Number one, at the time Nebuch of a funeral. The Gemara says in Masechta Ksubis, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mipnei Hotzas Hames. When we have to join in the burial of the dead, that's not a time for Torah study. And that's called, in the language of Shlomo HaMelech, Eis Sfod, the time of eulogizing. No Lamed, no Torah. Then the Gemara says in Ksubis, then the Vatlin Tamatolach Nasas Kala, the time that we dance in front of the Kala, we have to leave the Beis Medrash and leave Torah behind. And hence, Eis Rekod without the Lamed. The Lamed, which symbolically represents Limud, is left out. So this is the brilliant insight of the Gaon. But truth be told, if we go back in history, we'll find that the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush and his insight into Eis Sfod and Eis Rekod appears many, many years before the Vilna Gaon. You'll see it, for example, in the Klei Yokar, in the Olos Ephraim, number 18, where he says, Hoyelo lomar eis lispod v'eis lirkod, el shechisaron alamid yora alimud hatorani, shenechsar, umivatlinis alimud lispod v'lirkod, lachnosis kalala evois ames. You'll find it even earlier in the Avudraham, 5 centuries ago, when he says that Mevatlin Tamatolo Tsas Amesach Nasus Kala, Yeshmach Ladovar Shetimsa Bekoheles, Eis Loledes, Eis Lamus, Shem Velamid, but Eis Fod, the Eis Rekod, Velolamid Klomar, the Eis Fod, the Ainu Otsas Ames, Eis Rekod, the Ainu Miraktim Lusna Kala, is Mevatlim Halimud, and therefore Chaser Lamid. So there's no Lamid in the Sfod for Otsas Ames, there's no Lamid in Rekod for Achnosis Kala. And if we go back even further in history to the Rokeach, who wrote a Pirish on Koheles, you'll see Davar Acher in number 20, Chaser Lamed Limud Ki Mevatlin Tamatolo Tzos Ames Ulachnosis Kala. So this is a very solid approach to explain Koheles. Again, we haven't yet figured out why in 3 other cases Koheles leaves out the Lamed, but at least we've covered our bases as far as Sfod and Rekod. Now again, at the outset of the Shir, I mentioned to you that there's a word af, which means anger, and it plays a very important role. You'll see the word af over and over again throughout the Torah. For example, if you take a look in Nitzavim, in Perek Lamed, when the Torah speaks about the periods in Jewish history in which we will suffer never from our enemies, and we will be sent into exile, so the Torah says, "Vayitshem." This is number 13. Vayitshem Hashem Yal Admosim Biaf Ubechemo Beketzav Gadol Vayashlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh. Please note that the word Vayashlichem has a large lamed in it, according to the Misora. But in any event, we are overwhelmed by the fear of Af, because with Af we get expelled from the land. Now, we're going to see other psukim in just a minute where the word Af appears. And what is going on over there? That's Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you can put him on mute or something. I don't know. I mean, we don't want to mute Bobby, but... Okay. Now, Rav Osai, it's on the side. Again, I don't want to get distracted here, but please, you know, in a side notebook, if you can, take a look at the Baal HaTurim at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when the Psukim go through the counting, the census of Klal Yisrael, and over you see the letter Lamed, and it says Livnei Ephraim, Livnei Menashe, Livnei this, Livnei that, but in the case of Naphtali, the Lamed was left out. It says Bnei Naphtali. And the Baal HaTurim notices this, and he has an interesting insight, and he says that why is Naphtali different than all the other Shvatim, and the Lamed is omitted in the case of Naphtali? He says because Naphtali is a mostly female Shevet. All the other Shvatim basically have as many men as women in the Shevet, but in the case of Naphtali, there was a dearth of men. And therefore, he says the Lamed was left out in Livnei Naphtali. Again, why should the Lamed be left out? I don't know. But he says, if you take a look in Parshas Pinchas, where again a census is taken, but that's after the Chet HaMeraglim, when God decreed that all the males would die. So now, he won't find the Lamed at all in Parshas Mishpatim. It'll never say Livnei so-and-so. The Lamed is always left out, says the Baal HaTurim. That's because Nisrabu HaNoshim, because now the Klal Yisrael is made up of, you know, the beginning of the Shidduch crisis actually dates back to the Chet HaMeraglim. Okay. Now what I'd like you to take a look at is number 22. And he has a new insight into the absence of the Lamed in the cases of Spod and Rekod. And he says the following, that we also find that the Lamed is missing in Milchama and Shalom. And why is that? So he offers two interpretations. Why it says Eis Milchama v'Eis Shalom? His first interpretation, based on Gemara Avodah Zorah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Umos HaOlam Milchamos Ani Asisi. So it's not for man to create Milchama, although man seems to initiate war, but really it's God. And also with regard to Shalom, we think that man is busy making peace, but in truth, If you reveal the concealed truth, then it's Oseh Shalom B'mrov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oseh Shalom. Therefore, the Lamed is omitted in these two cases because man is not the initiator. But then he quotes the Grach Kenevsky, who offers another explanation. Why doesn't it say Eis L'Ilachem, Eis L'Hashlim? He says because the word ace means a certain specific time, that something is appropriate or an experience that takes place in a time framework, a limited time frame. That's not true in the case of Shalom, because in the case of Shalom, Shalom is always eternally a great thing. It's always the Zman of peace. We always long for peace. In the case of Milchama, we don't want any Zman for Milchama. And there is no set period of time for Milchama. Everything else in life has its set period of time that's appropriate for that experience, but not in the case of Milchama. But what about Knos Avonim? Why doesn't it say Lichnos Avonim? That's a difficult question to answer. And that question is raised here in number 23. The Gaon has a fantastic interpretation in his Shnos Eliyahu on the entire structure of this chapter, the third chapter of Koheles. If we have time, I'd love to go through that with you. It's amazing. He really does what you would call literary analysis. You know, he charts out the entire chapter in a most beautiful way, dividing it up into seven psukim, and each pasuk has two plus two. It's absolutely stunning. And in the context of that presentation, he explains why the Eis Lasos Lashem Eferus Arsecha is left out. And that's a result of a certain takana that Chazal made, that when you see someone and you greet your friend, then you're allowed to say the name of God, as we saw in the case of Boaz, who addresses the Kotzrim and he says Hashem Imachem, but he actually speaks out the name of God, and that's based according to the Mishnah in Brachos, based on the principle of Eis Lasos Lashem Eferus Or Secha. In any event, I'm going to leave that now because I want to make sure that we get to the punchline. So if you can take a look now on page 4, we get back to the word Af. And as we saw earlier in Parshas Nitzavim, we're afraid of Af because Af is going to send us with the divine wrath into Golos. And if we take a look in Parshas Ekev, which is much earlier in Sefer Devarim, again we see that everyone's afraid of Af. And that's number 31. It says, Ki Yagarti, Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid mitnei ha'af. That even Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, apparently, as we know, he was guilty in certain cases of sin, whatever those sins are relative to the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he's afraid of Af. And the Gemara Bava Basra says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of Af, there are individuals who don't have to be afraid of Af. A group of people. Who are the members of this group that are not afraid of Af, as Moshe was? And the Gemara says that it's Osei Tzedakah. Those who give Tzedakah, those who do acts of Tzedakah, and especially if they do it b'seser, they don't have anything to be afraid of. They're not afraid of Af. As the Pasuk says, Matan b'seser yichfe Af. Yichfe means to overcome Af. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of Af, but nevertheless the Osei Tzedakah are not afraid of Af. And getting back to Parshas Nitzavim, earlier in number 13 we saw Perek Lamed, but if we backtrack a little bit to Perek Choftes, the Goyim take a look at what happens to the Jewish people, and they declare, V'yomru kol ha-goyim al meh os ha-shem kocha la-aretz ha-zos meh chari ha-af ha-goyol ha-zeh. The Af is the ultimate anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look in Tehillim, in this very heartfelt supplication of David HaMelech, he says, Al taster panecha mimeni, don't hide from me, Hashem. Al tak bi af avdecha, don't reject me with af. So we're seeing a pattern that repeats itself over and over again, and that is we're afraid of af. What is af? Of course, it's divine anger. But in terms of midos, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his relationship to the universe, has two fundamentally different midos. One is called Midas HaDin, and the other is Midas HaRachamim. Af, you can guess, represents which mido? Din. And that you'll see here in Eretz HaChayim on number 35, top of page 4, left column, quoting the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar. Now guess what? The letters Aleph Pei, Af, are the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Ha ha ha. Come on, Rabbi Berzon, you're joking me. That can't possibly be true. The first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is not Af. Last time I checked, it's Aleph. You got to put that Lamed between the Aleph and the Pei. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar says, in the original divine plan, the world was meant to live according to justice, according to din, and had nothing to fear of Af. And therefore the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet was Af. Aleph, Peh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw with the creation that Ein HaOlam Miskayim Ba'af, that there's no way that the world could continue to exist based on Midas HaDin. And therefore God added a Lamed to the first letter, which is Af, and wedging, as it were, the Lamed between the Aleph and the Pei, created Aleph. So again, what's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet? The answer is it depends. If you're talking before creation, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Af. If you're talking after creation, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph. And the whole Nafkamina is that Lamed. Why is the Lamed so critical? And the answer is, because the only power that we have against Af, because Af, as we'll see, is the personification of Esav, of Amalek, is the Lamed of Lomed. Lamed represents study. If you learn Perek Habona, the 12th Perek in Shabbos, which has a whole agadah about the meaning of the letters of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet, you'll see that the letter Aleph means to study, Aleph. And a base ulpana, also a study house, comes the word Aleph with the Lamed in it. Kishavadli mena Torah, mistalekes alamed. Why are we so afraid of Af? Because if we're not totally dedicated to the Lamed of Lamed, then the Lamed drops out of the word Aleph, or if the first word of Aleph, and then you left with Af. So Af is it, why is everyone afraid of Af? The answer is because our enemies, meaning the spiritual enemies of the Jewish people, our adversaries, the Malach of Esav and the Malach of Amalek, what they try to do to us, they want Yadayim Yidei Esav. They don't want Akol Kol Yaakov. They're going to fight us and battle us at the level of Lamed. They want to reject the Lamed, to omit the Lamed. And that's why we're afraid of Af, because Af means the absence of the Lamed that separates the Aleph from the Pei. Because if we're not learning, if we're not dedicated to the Torah, then Chas V'Shalom, we lose the Lamed. If we lose the Lamed, we're left with Af, which is the divine anger, which is the great joy of our enemies, represented by Amalek and by Haman, because Rafu Yedeim in a Torah, and Haman sees that the Jewish people are not dedicated to Torah study. And now, my friends, if we go back to the Pasuk in Nitzavim, and you'll see that number 13, which is on page 2, Vayitshem Hashem Yalad Mosem B'Af Vayashlichem. What is the power of Af? It's the Lamed of Vayashlichem. Hashem sends us into Golos because of the Lamed, because we're not dedicated to the Lamed. And if we're Mavatal Torah, the Nistalik HaLamed, then what are we left with? We're left with Af. And therefore it's the Af Uvachema. Or, as we saw in the other pasuk, Machori Ha'af HaGadol Azeh, the Af without the Lamed, without the Limud, is because Vayashlichem, because of the Lamed. It's because of the siluk of the Lamed. The Lamed is telling us in the pasuk Vayashlichem, if you're not careful about the Lamed, if there's no Limud, then there's going to be Af, Chas V'Sholom. But if, on the other hand, we're careful about the Lamed, and we have the Aleph, then we can be B'Sheket. There's no Af, there's the opposite of Af. There's peace and tranquility for the Jewish people. But with Bittul HaLimud, and HaLamed, we end up with Chara Af. And that's going to be Vayashlichem. And therefore, in the Pasuk of Urachim Yechaper Omav Lo Yashkis, Hirbola Shiv Apo. Our problem is that we're afraid of Apo. Apo represents the power of the enemies, the spiritual enemies of the Jewish people that bring us to a state of Af, because they undermine our dedication to the study of Torah. And there's a lot to see here in the Likutei Shoshanim in number 38, but we want to just fast forward here to page 5, number 39. And if you take a look at this interpretation of the letters Aleph, when you write the Aleph b'miluon, Aleph Lamed Pei, which again, the first and last letter is Af, but the Lamed is in between. The Lamed represents Limud. The Gemara, as I mentioned earlier in a Perek HaBonah, says the Aleph means Alfcha, Miloshen Iluf. Iluf means to study. Chachma. The Torah is a Lamed. The Torah is the study of Chachma. So everything about the Torah and its Chachma is alluded to, or shall we say, is inherent in the Lamed. The Lamed is Lashon Limud. And let's take a look at another letter. The letter Aleph. Aleph is made up of the Aleph, the Lamed, and the Pei. So the Aleph means Aleph, to study. The Lamed means Lamed, to study. So both the Aleph and the Lamed, these two letters play a singular role insofar as they represent the study of Torah, the study of Chachma, the Limud. And therefore the whole Zchus of Torah is really concealed in these two letters of Aleph and Lamed. Aleph, which is written b'miluon with the Lamed, and the Lamed itself, which is Lamed. So our job, by dedicating ourselves in this world to the Aleph, Aleph, which means Aleph, which means to study, will give us the ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to add the Aleph whenever we desperately need the Aleph. For example, the Pasuk says, Yod al Kes Ka. Now the word Kes, which refers to the throne of the Almighty in the celestial spheres, is written Chaf Samach. What's missing? The Aleph is missing. If we dedicate ourselves to Aleph, to the study of Torah, Hashem will add the Aleph to Kes and make it into Kisei. Or for example, if we can add the Aleph to the word Gola, which means to go into Golos, then all of a sudden the word becomes Geula, and it means the opposite of Golos. So our dedication to Torah study will bring about the Geula and undermine the Gola, the Golos. If, for example, we add the letter Aleph to the word Mace, which means dead, it becomes Emes. If we add the Aleph to the word Dam, which means spilled blood, it becomes Adam, the great man who's B'Tzelem Elokim. That's as far as the Aleph is concerned. But there's another letter that represents study of Torah, and that's Lamed. And we have to add the Lamed. When God is angry at us, it's Chema. Ches Mem Hey. If we're dedicated to Torah study, then Chema becomes Chemla by adding the Lamed. If you add the Lamed to the word Af, it becomes Aleph. So it's all B'Zchus HaTorah. And we have to dedicate ourselves to Torah study so we can add the Aleph wherever we need it and the Lamed wherever we need it. Again, we can't be in violation of Baal Tosif. There are certain times where we're not allowed to add the Aleph and the Lamed. That's why it says Lo Tosifu. Lo Tosifu means don't add the Lamed and the Aleph when it's not appropriate. But the flip side is that when it's appropriate, add and intensify the Lamed and the Aleph, the Limud Torah. And therefore, if you take a look at the name in Lashon Kodesh of the adversary, the spiritual, celestial adversary of the Jewish people, his name is Samael. And if you take a look in the middle of his name, there's an Aleph and a Lamed. What we have to do if we dedicate ourselves to Aleph and Lamed, to the study of Torah, we can remove those two letters from the name Samael. The Samael, so to speak, lives off our Bittul Torah. That's what gives him his life. But if we dedicate ourselves to the Aleph and Lamed, we can pull out the Aleph and Lamed from the name Samael. And then Samael dissipates. And he completely disappears. Lo yelo yinika, all is yinika, his power of Kedusha, because all of what God created as a life force of Kedusha is in the Aleph Lamed. But if we can pull out the Aleph Lamed and we remove the rug from under his legs, he falls apart because the Samach Mem is not enough. And now, Rabbosai, we can begin to give a whole new interpretation on a pasuk in Megillas Esther. You remember, of course, the Megillah at the beginning in Perek Gimel tells us about the poor, the Hepil poor, who are Goral, Lifnei Haman. And the fascinating thing about this pasuk is that Chazal and Torah Shebaal Peh wonder about the words Lifnei Haman. They could have said Hepil poor. We're talking about Haman. What's Lifnei Haman? And Chazal say, Olav Nafal HaGoral. It's a boomerang theory. He thought that through this Goral, he's going to destroy the Jewish people, but the Goral back slides back on him, boomerangs back on him, and it's Lifnei Haman. Haman himself is going to suffer this catastrophe that's predicted by the Goral. But take a look at the Keren Yehoshua number 41 on the bottom right of page 5. And he says that the word Lifnei Haman tells us to take the word Haman, which is made up of three letters, Hey, Mem, Nun, and do what we call a Lifnei job. What's a Lifnei job? A Lifnei job means look at the letters of the name Haman, Lifnei Haman. So the letters before Hey, Mem, Lamed are Dalid, Lamed, Mem, Lamed. What's going to bring about the downfall of Haman that the Goral is going to boomerang against him? It's the Lifnei Haman. And that means that Klal Yisrael Nitzlu, what saved them from Haman, is the Lamed. The Lamed Mem Dalid, the Lamed of Lifnei Haman, the Zchus HaTorah. And you remember that Mordechai gathered together the people, especially the children, for 3 days, and they fasted, and they dedicated themselves to the study of Torah. And that created a kol Yaakov. And the Chazal told us, we saw in the Medrash Rabbah, if it's a Zman Shakol kol Yaakov, Ein Yodayim Yidei Esav. That means that Haman, as the descendant of Esav, is unable to attack the Jewish people and defeat them because kol Yaakov. And those are the Osios Lifnei, Osios Haman, which are the letters Lamed, Mem, Dalid, Limud, Limud HaTorah. That's what's going to be Machnia. That's going to defeat Haman and Megan al Yisrael and protect the Jewish people. Lahachzir Machshavto Ara al Rosho, that it goes on his head. That's the Hipil Pur, Hu HaGoral, Lifnei Haman. And that really is an amazing, amazing insight into a pasuk in the Megillah. And now, I'd like to fast forward to page 7. Now take a look at Megillas Esther on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in the Agadita darshins a pasuk in the Megillah and sheds a whole new light on what happened when Haman prepared to fulfill Achashverosh's command and take Mordechai on the sus. And it says in the Gemara, Basad de Shakilinu, the Gemara had just established that there was a place called Kartzum, and that's where Haman lived. And for 22 years, he was working in Kartzum. Does anybody remember what he did in Kartzum, what his job was?
Was it open to Mordechai?
He was a barber.
Barber, right.
Okay, 22 years as a barber. That's his great, you know, CV, Haman. And he uses his talents and his experience as a barber in order to prepare Mordechai to be taken around in the royal garments, because first, Haman cuts Mordechai's hair and he dresses him up. And the Gemara says the following, Basa de Shakilinu Lemazye, after Haman cuts Mordechai's hair, Lavshinu Lemane, he dresses him up in the royal garments, and Amale Sak Urechav, he turns to Mordechai and he says, go up, or ascend, if you will, onto the king's horse, Urechav, and ride the horse. So basically, Haman is telling Mordechai to climb onto the horse. Amale, and Mordechai responds, Lo Yachilna, I'm not able to do it. And why is that? Was Mordechai a weakling? Couldn't climb onto a horse? All right, if it was me, so I would have trouble climbing onto a horse. But So the Gemara says that Mordechai told Haman in a very sarcastic way, I'm too weak to climb on the horse. Tekachishna cheloi mimei tanisa. Because I've been fasting for quite a few days. It's an appropriate Gemara to speak about today, and I wish you all a very meaningful fast. Now, Haman is not interested, as you can imagine, in getting Mordechai to, you know, in servicing Mordechai, to get Mordechai up onto the horse, but Haman really has no choice, because if Mordechai can't do it himself, you know, the king is not going to be very happy with Haman if this doesn't happen. So, Gachin v'solik. Haman bends down, and Mordechai uses Haman's back as a ladder to ascend onto the horse. But that's not bad enough for Haman. But the Gemara goes on beyond that. And it says, Kisolik Batbe. Some have the gears of Batashbe. But basically that means, as he's climbing on, as Mordechai's climbing on Haman's back, he gives a little kick. Amar Lei, so Haman turns to Mordechai. Haman is always portrayed as this big, gigantic Torah scholar. And he asks him a kasha from a pasuk. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "B'dfalei vechel al tismach." How is it that you kick me? You're allowed to kick me? I'm down on all fours here and you kick me? It's bad enough that you have to climb on my back, but you give me a be'ita? And here's the gevaldige chiddush. Mordechai says, "Amar lei hani mili b'Yisrael." In the case of killing Nebuchadnezzar, a Jew, or the downfall of a Jew, even if he's your enemy, don't be happy, don't gloat about it. Al bididchu, with regard to the enemies of the Jewish people, there it says, V'ata al bamosenu tidroch. Tidroch means to tread upon them. And to tread upon them here in this case means, according to Mordechai, to literally kick them down to the ground. Which, by the way, reminds me that I read somewhere that a certain movement in Judaism that's all the way on the other side of Orthodoxy, I'm not going to go into detail, they decided that we're no longer going to use groggers. We got to get rid of that minhag. Why? Because Shlomo Melch says, "B'nfolei vechal tismach." So we can't use, you know, when we hear Haman's name, we can't, they want to get rid of that minhag. But they don't know this Gemara, that the Gemara says that Benfolei Vechal Tismach has nothing to do with Haman. Now, Rabosai, what's the significance on a deeper level of Mordechai kicking Haman? When you kick someone, that's a way of showing I'm on top of you. Says the Ben Ish Chai, which you'll see in number 54. And that's why I told you, Joe, at the outset, we got to get up to number 54, even if it means skipping half of what we have here. Because this is really the punchline of the shiur. And he says, Nira o tam debatash al gabo shel Mordechai, shel Haman. I'm going to give you a deeper reason that I'd like to suggest as to why Mordechai kicks Haman. Laharos lo, if the entire confrontation between Haman and Mordechai, between Esav and Yaakov, between our enemies, the Samoel and Klal Yisrael, is all over Limud HaTorah, as we said over and over again, then I'm going to show you that we are, the Jewish people, says Mordechai, are going to be gover alecha. We're going to take the upper hand and we're going to subjugate you. We're going to defeat you. Why? Bizchus Esek HaTorah. And what's the remez? Where is Esek HaTorah hinted? It's in the letter Lamed. Because Lamed is Lashon Limud HaTorah. And what's unique about the Lamed amongst the 22 letters of the alphabet? It's Ola al Kola Osios. It's the highest letter of them all. Os Lamed Ramuz the Osio Shehem al Gav Osios Haman. What's on top of the three letters of Haman? Those are the three letters Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet. So basically, Mordechai is living out in physical reality the concept of Lifnei Haman, of the Lamed, that's going to subjugate and overcome our enemy, meaning Haman and Amalek. And that's why Mordechai quotes the pasuk V'atal b'mosemo tidroch, the word tidroch, which means to tread upon something. The kavana is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to promise Klal Yisrael they will tread over their enemies, and especially over Amalek, because the Bama, Bamosenu, is something that is a foundation. Bama tachas raglechem, shetidros aleim, that you should tread upon the Bamos of the enemies of the Jewish people, the Gavar Yisrael. And therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, that these three letters of Lamed, which of course make up the word Lamed, is a remez to Limud Torah, Bizchus Limud HaTorah, Shehirbu Klal Yisrael, Beosam Shloshi Yomim, Hagin Al Yisrael, Ahapil Es Haman, Ulagbias Yisrael, V'keivan Sherachav Al Gabo Shol Haman Batashba. Mordechai goes one step further and he kicks Haman down to send a symbolic message. Re'ei mashi yesh bi osios al gavo osios shmecha. What are the three letters on top of your three letters, Haman? They are the letters of Lamad Lahoros, Shelibud, Limud, Yogen Olenu Val Kol Yisrael. Now, Rabosei, just to finish this up, let's go back to where we started. Why is it that HaOmer Dover V'Shem Omro Mevi Geula Liolam, which is derived, of course, from Megillas Esther, says the Ben Ish Chai, because when a person presents Torah as if it's his, he's motivated by Gaiva. He wants to show everyone, I'm great. If he was motivated L'Shem Shamayim for the sake of love of Torah, for the real, true, genuine Lishma of Torah, then he would say it b'shem Omer, he would give credit where credit is due. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in Limud HaTorah, I want Limud HaTorah Lishma. I don't want Gaiva. I don't want you to just build up your own self-importance. And therefore, the Midah Keneged Midah, if a person says Torah b'shem Omro, that's called Limud Lishma. In such a case, he really reaches Limud the way Limud is meant to be. That's the Lamed, which represents Torah study. So take the word Gaiva, which is made up of Gimel, Aleph, Vav, He, and all you have to do is add one letter to change Gaiva to the word Geula and bring the Geula to the Olam, because the Lamed that's missing in Gaiva is the Lamed of true Torah Lishma. And if we are capable of reaching true, genuine Torah Lishma, not for the sake of Gaiva, but for the sake of Torah, then we add the Lamed to the name Gaiva and we change it and make a total transformation of Gaiva into Geula, and that's Mevi Geula Liolam. So Rabosai, as we emphasize over and over again, the anger of God is when our enemies see that we are weak in our dedication to Torah, we're missing the Lamed. If we can add the Lamed to the word Af, then we detonate this terrible bomb that threatens us, the Af of the anger of Hashem. By adding the Lamed, we have Aleph, which is the Lamed of Limud, and the Aleph of Midas HaRachamim and the Chemla, which was Chema, and now it became Chemla because we added the Lamed. And if we do so, then it's going to be Vana Afolchu, it's going to be that Hepil Pur, the Goral, is the Goral of Lifnei Haman that's going to bounce back on our enemies, on Haman. And therefore, our chizuk, our inspiration, our supplication to Hashem is to give us Siyata Dishmaya, that we can fight against Samoel, that we can dedicate ourselves to the Aleph Lamed, which is the Kedush of Torah and Limud Torah. And therefore, if we do so, we're able to pull the Aleph Lamed out of Samoel, and all his Yanika comes from the name of God, from that connection to Kedusha. Once that Yanika is cut off, he is gone. He is history. There's no longer Samoel. And that's called Mechias Amalek. Because as we mentioned in the past, in the name of the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Why is it that we cannot defeat Amalek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not defeating Amalek? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Macho Emche, I can't tolerate Amalek. So why doesn't God take the initiative and destroy Amalek? But the answer is because first, to destroy a nation, you have to undermine the Tsar, the celestial minister of that nation. And the Tsar of Amalek up in Shamayim is Samael. And we can only defeat Samael if we dedicate ourselves to the Aleph and the Lamed of Livud HaTorah, and it'll no longer be Refidim al Sharafi Yudeim HaTorah. And as a result, we are actually being Mekayim, to the best of our ability, the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek. Again, Mechiyas Amalek depends upon Mashiach, but we can do whatever we can, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we did the mitzvah. We're anus, we cannot do the mitzvah completely and physically destroy Amalek, but at least on a spiritual level we can destroy Amalek. And we can undermine them by dedicating ourselves to the Aleph and the Lamed of Limud HaTorah, the Aleph Bina, the Aleph Chachma. And that in itself is the Kol Kol Yaakov, which in Mirtz Hashem will bring about the defeat of Esav, of the Yadayim Yidei Esav, because when it's a Kol Kol Yaakov, Ein Yidei Esav Sholtos, and that's how we're going to be able to defeat the powers of Amalek, and then the Af is going to be directed not at us, Chas V'Shalom, as all the Psukim unfortunately predict, and that's what we had throughout the Golos, but rather the Af will boomerang against Haman. As we said in the name of the Medrash Rabbah, those who have an Af, Avdu, they ultimately get destroyed, and therefore it says, Af Hevia Esther Amalka, and that's the Af of Haman, which foretells the destruction of Haman. The Lamed represents our superiority over Amalek. Lamed is the highest letter of the Chaf Beis Osios, and it represents the Limud Torah. That's the Liftei Haman. That's why Mordechai kicks Haman down, because he wants to show Haman that we have the dedication to the Lamed, and therefore we destroy Yiratzom, it be his will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to dedicate ourselves to Torah study, to the Lamed, and therefore to enhance the status of Klal Yisrael with Kedusha, and to lower the status of our adversaries, our enemies, and will Yiratzom be seeing the Yimos HaMashiach, the ultimate Atzol in the Geula, the defeat of Amalek, b'mheirav Yomeinu, Amen. I want to take this opportunity to thank Rav Daniel Gladstein, who recently visited us in the Emek Learning Center, and I was able to have a little yechidus with him. So he gave me a little bit of a kivun as to what source material I should use, so it's very helpful. I see in his source material like a study unit that makes it easy, because he collects a lot of material and saves me all that work. So a gracia shekach to Rav Daniel and to everyone who's participating in the shiurim, thank you so much. Okay. Now my job is to finish the fast and then go on to other shiurim. So thank you very much, Kol Tov. Bye bye, Yechiel. Thank you so much, Kol Tov.